From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Death toll in Hajj stampede climbs. A stampede on the outskirts of the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia killed at least 717 people and injured more than 800 in the deadliest tragedy to strike the annual Hajj pilgrimage in a quarter century. Saudi officials say the incident occurred Thursday in Mina, where pilgrims throw rocks at pillars representing the devil in the final Hajj ritual before beginning the Eid al-Adha festival. Pope Francis is in New York City continuing his U.S. visit. Shortly after his arrival Thursday afternoon from Washington, Pope Francis led an evening prayer service in New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral. Earlier in the day, Pope Francis spoke before a joint session of the U.S. Congress in Washington, the first pontiff to do so. He called on the American people to set aside divisions and to renew what he called a spirit of fraternity and solidarity and of the needs of migrants.
We must not be taken aback by the numbers, but rather view them as persons.
Pope Francis was warmly applauded throughout his 50-minute speech in the U.S. Capitol building. The Pope is scheduled Friday to address world leaders at the U.N. General Assembly. U.S.-based rights organization Human Rights Watch says Rwandan authorities are unlawfully holding some of the country's most vulnerable citizens in an unofficial detention center in the capital, Kigali. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Washington, where he'll be holding talks with President Obama. The two had a private dinner Thursday night and will be holding meetings on Friday. Cybersecurity is expected to be a focal point of discussions along with other issues of mutual concern. This is VOA News. President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet next week during the UN General Assembly in New York. VOA's Charles Maines has details.
The meeting between the leaders of the United States and Russia in effect ends a standoff over direct talks after the two men fell into disagreement on a number of issues, including the war in Ukraine, Moscow's support for Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, and a rollback on democratic rights within Russia. A White House official said Thursday the meeting came at President Vladimir Putin's request. He said the president would take advantage of this meeting to discuss Ukraine. But later a Kremlin spokesman said the meeting is taking place by mutual agreement, and Syria would be the primary issue discussed. He added that talks on Ukraine would be included if time allows. Charles Maines, Moscow.
Syrian warplanes are reportedly carrying out airstrikes on Islamic State militants using newly arrived Russian aircraft. Media reports, quoting local sources, say the strikes have taken place in the northern part of the country. The European Union's Mediterranean naval operation will begin the second phase of an operation against migrant traffickers October 7th. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini announced a decision in Rome, saying the European warships will operate against traffickers in international waters.
The change would be that instead of only gathering information, we would be able, to boarding, searching, and seizing the vessels.
Foreign Affairs Chief Mogherini says that European warships will not enter into Libyan territory. Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital Thursday, killing at least 25 people. They were attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday. The blast in Sana'a hit a mosque run by Shiite Houthi group that seized control of the city a year ago. There's been no claim of responsibility. The number of Afghans who want to flee their country, citing worsening economic and security conditions, is soaring, despite pleas by their leaders to stay and rebuild Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul has more.
Afghan officials say the number of applications for new passports has increased dramatically in recent months, and they are ill-equipped to deal with the pressure. Officials say that until a year ago, they were processing and delivering passports in just 2 days. But the head of the passport office, Syed Omar Sabur, says applicants now wait 40 days to receive their document. Tens of thousands of Afghans are among the hundreds of thousands of people flooding into Europe in recent months in hope of asylum and better lives. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
4 people were killed and more than 40 injured Thursday when 2 buses collided on a major highway bridge in Seattle, Washington, in the northwestern U.S. Many of the victims are students of the international program at North Seattle College. Many are reported to be Asian, including from China. The crash involved a charter bus and a tourist vehicle called Ride the Ducks Bus, which is amphibious. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.